Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about things to do in Naples, Italy. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Marcus's recent post, 10 Things to Do in Naples, Italy. Now, Naples has a very interesting history, which continues to this day. But the city has lately spent more time in the news for high unemployment and issues with the Camorra crime organisation. Despite all this, it's a city rich in tradition and a beautiful tourist attraction on the Italian coast. History lovers should check out Naples National Archaeological Museum for one of the greatest collections of Greek and Roman artefacts. The museum is also home to an amazing collection from the city of Pompeii, which was destroyed in the 1st century AD by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Now, a great place to take photos of architecture is in the interior of the Galleria Umberto I shopping gallery. Now, Marcus is not really saying go there for the shopping, but for the architecture, especially the glass dome. The Italians certainly know how to do very impressive grand shopping centres or gallerias. I've visited the one in Milan, and they really are like a place of homage to consumerism. Marcus says go spelunking. Now, sorry, Marcus, I don't actually know what that is, but I'm assuming it's some kind of underground exploration. Naples has a sort of mirror subterranean city, where you can take guided tours that last around 60 minutes and cover several kilometres of tunnels, caves and terrain. Well, the guide explains the history of the city. Now, looking at Marcus's photo, it's not like you're down on your hands and knees with a torch on your helmet clambering through tunnels. No, it looks suitable for somebody like me. You just have to walk along a tunnel, which looks well lit, quite wide, quite tall. Looks like you just need some sort of jacket, cardigan and walking shoes. No trip to Naples would be complete without visiting the aforementioned Mount Vesuvius, which lies around 10 kilometres from Naples. It's still an active volcano, and it's been designated a national park where you can hike to the summit. The views of Naples from Mount Vesuvius are hard to beat. The centre of Naples has been designated a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. It offers nearly 2,500 years of history and culture. For another World Heritage Site, check out the Real Teatro de San Carlo. The theatre opened in 1757 and is still active today. Try to catch an opera performance or ballet if you get the chance, but be warned, tickets are expensive. Visit the Duomo di Napoli, the cathedral. It was completed in the 14th century and is the seat of the Archbishop of Naples. Inside you'll find a variety of impressive artwork from frescoes to altarpieces. You can wander through the 17th century Royal Palace of Naples, yet another World Heritage Site. You may be seeing a pattern here. The city does have a lot to offer historically. You can explore the Castel Nuovo, a medieval castle that's seen plenty of changes over the centuries. The fortress cuts an imposing figure in the cityscape and offers some beautiful views of the bay. Some might find the tour of the castle itself a bit underwhelming. It helps to have an interest in the medieval history of the region, but the exterior and the views should satisfy most critics in the group. And finally, if you go to Naples or Napoli, as the Italians call it, eat pizza, lots of it. Search the city and find your favourite. It's said that pizza originated in Naples, so that's one thing you definitely have to try there. I do hope that you've enjoyed our whistle stop tour of the Italian city of Naples and that you'll join us again soon. You can read the full post and see the photos on www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and Audioboo so you don't miss any episodes. So thanks very much for listening and do join us again soon. Goodbye.